Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now back live. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Friday edition, the seventh day of December, a day that will live in infamy, Pearl Harbor Day. John Taylor Gatto for part two of the Underground History of Education joining us in the next segment. Right now, let's talk to Chris in, where is Chris calling from, Oregon? Yeah, you're Arizona. Okay, go ahead. You're on air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I came across a real interesting article this morning. Just a couple points that it made. You know these annual financial reports, these alternative funds that are off the books?
Yeah, government's double set of books, comprehensive right. Annual financial reports.
Well, Bloomberg this morning basically admitted that they existed, but not only that, they also stated that these pools were in trouble because they were invested so heavily in the subprime mortgages. And that, if I could just read you a quick paragraph, it says a news report from Bloomberg, Florida, just first to face national run on bank. State Board of Administration runs the pool, and then it lists the trustees, and it says the investment pool, which contained $27 billion this summer, now has $14 billion, the results of withdrawals by municipalities with keenly developed senses of self-preservation.
Yeah, they just pulled more than half their money. What was it? I mean, it was $17 billion pulled on Monday, and that's just the pulling beginning.
Yeah, and they're saying basically that they're not going to be able to give these pools back.
Wait a minute. You're saying they ordered the money back that's theirs. It's like they're cashing in on their investment.
Right.
And the now understand, for city, county, federal workers, don't let them tell you when this all implodes that the money's gone from your pension. Most of this is off budget. This is like the mafia running two books. You don't even know about this. Your pension, all your investments, your county, city, water district, school district investments, that finance your pensions and the rest of it, that's on budget. This is all cream. Go ahead.
Yeah, so just to continue, because this article...
What's the headline?
...speaks so much. It's Florida just first to face national run on the bank.
Say that again. Your phone's kind of...
Yeah, sorry. Florida just first to face national run on the
Florida
bank.
Florida just first, okay.
Yeah, and it's Bloomberg reporting... But basically, they're saying that it seems, however, that some of the commercial paper investments, the Florida pool and others like it across the country purchased, were backed by some prime mortgages and other things that they have declined precipitously in the value. The people who manage the funds find themselves in the position of not being able to figure out exactly what the assets are worth. Because
yeah, I've got the article. It's by Joe Miska. And it says what you're saying there. Yeah, the investment pool contained $27 billion this summer, now $14 billion, the result of withdrawals from municipalities with keenly developed senses of self-preservation. On November 29th, the board told the remaining participants they couldn't withdraw any more money from the pool. Yeah, this looks like staring total depression in the face. I ought to, frankly, run out of here right now and get my little bit of money out of the bank. I mean, this is exactly what we said would happen. And it couldn't be any worse. I mean... I just don't know what to say anymore. What do you think?
I think that we're going to face a lot of difficulties in the future.
And notice who the trustees are: Governor Charlie Crist, Financial Officer Alex Sink, and Attorney General Bill McComb. So you never hear about these things, but you're hearing about them now. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, you said it.
Hey, I appreciate your call. Thanks for bringing that to my attention. We need to get this posted on truthnews.us. We need Paul and folks to... You know, I'm going to bring this up with George Humphreys when he joins us coming up in the third hour. We're going to be talking all about finance in the third hour with a very respected economist.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
He is with us for the next 52 minutes, roughly. We'll be opening the phones up for others that are patiently holding. We will surely have to do a third interview with him to fully flesh all of this out. Economist George Humphrey joining us coming up in the third hour in studio. Right now is John Taylor Gatto, and we have links to him up on Infowars.com. His book that took him more than a decade to write, and by the way, is free on his website, JohnTaylorGatto.com. Gatto spelled G-A-T-T-O. Let's just, in like 5 minutes, sir, and again, I'm very honored to have you back on with us, recap how you woke up, who you are, the info you discovered, which, by the way, is extremely accurate, folks. My own research, I ran into all the same stuff. He just knows even more. This is his area of expertise. So I want to tell you, this is documented. And then recap where all this started, where these ideas came from, recap what you covered last week. And then let's get into from 1900 on and the export of this stuff here and what it's done to people, and how they've scientifically destroyed people's minds, taught them how to not be able to think.
Well, Alex, it's a pleasure to be back with you. And let me see if I can be succinct. My wife says that it's impossible, but let me try.
Did you get a big response last week coming on?
I did. I got quite a big response. And I would like to thank your listeners, but to tell them that the book is free on my website, but you'd have to read it on my website or download it, or you can buy it on the website, whichever. But it's up there. My website got several hundred calls to send them the book, and that we don't do, but we do make it available to read on the website, or you can purchase
it. No good deed goes unpunished. Send me
it
free. No, I understand. So go ahead and break down again for people that just joined us who you are, recap the history, and then let's go into the last 100 years and the future.
Sure. I was a New York City public school teacher for 30 years. And during that time, I became the New York State Teacher of the Year twice, named by different organizations, and the New York City Teacher of the Year three times, named by different organizations. Over that period of time, as most people who teach or who parent and send their kids to public school, I kept running into immense contradictions and aspects of schooling that worked against the development of both mind and character. But when you're totally involved from morning to night in this, it becomes an immense nuisance, and you blame, you know, this guy or that guy, that if we could just get rid of this stupid school administration and so on. Toward the end of my career, however, as I began to read into the history of schooling, and I don't mean in the standard histories because they won't take you where you need to go, I came to see that institutional schooling, which must never be mistaken for the perfectly benign term education, it's not intended to be an education, quite the reverse. Anyway, I came to see that institutional schooling had some very specific functions, none of which were discussed, and that it got rid of people who didn't play ball. Now, you might say, well, you just said that they actually aren't aware of what they're doing. That's correct. But if being unaware and doing your job as a daily school teacher or as a school principal or as a school superintendent, you invoke principle or morality, and in doing so you threaten to untrack this train, you're gotten rid of. It's just that simple. This is a utopian institution. If we were speaking theologically, I'd say it's an evil institution, but let me keep it on the philosophical grounds. This is a utopian institution meant to deliver the management of small societies and a global society into the right hands, and to keep it there and to protect it against argument. Now, your listeners in particular, Alex, would be aware that this is wildly, radically unconstitutional, where the idea is to deliver finally the direction of the society into the hands of the people, by the people, and for the people. This was our wonderfully novel gift to the planet, and out of it we became very, very prosperous, very, very powerful. And I would say, as human life can be reckoned, very happy.
And by the way, going back over 150 years ago, public books were written. Top educators came right out and said the public's too smart. The official banking associations said we've got to finance education. Too many people can read. John Dewey said that it was a crime to teach children how to read, that everything had to be socialized education on how to be good little cogs. I mean, this is why everybody is so dumbed down and unable to understand the prison they're in. So just hit the key points of how they set it up, where it came from, recap last week, and then let's get into what they did here in the U.S.
Obviously, to convert a libertarian nation where the goal, where the American dream was to write your own script, have your own little business, in order to do that, you had to either run into a wall of deadly opposition, or you had to cajole the public into surrendering their children into a new type of institutional schooling that would take them far and fast and be free. Of course, once the children are surrendered, The transition doesn't take place immediately, Alex. In the first generation, what you've done is weaken these libertarian impulses. In the second generation, you severely weakened them. And by our day, which is now the fourth or fifth generation, they don't even exist except as radical ideas that we have to stay away from. Why should a parent have any say at all in how their child is reared? It's true they've risked their life and their pocketbook having that child, but at that point, the child becomes the property of the political state and the people who manage the political state, who in our epoch, Alex, are global corporations. And it was the early global corporations, in particular the Carnegie group of corporations, the Rockefeller group of corporations, which of course included Standard Oil, and I would say another dozen or two dozen extremely wealthy people who thought globally, like Vincent Astor.
And by the way, just type into Google John Dewey quotes or John Dewey New World Order. You'll find university websites to the American Education Fellowship, formerly the Progressive Education Association, organized by John Dewey. He called for, quote, establishment of a genuine world order, an order which is where national sovereignty is subordinate to world authority. And then there's more quotes about how we should teach people not to be able to read. And then this guy's praised and worshipped, just like Margaret Sanger, the eugenicist.
Yes, he says.
Because last time we covered the early stuff in the Prussians, where it came from, then how it metastasized. I want to get into these guys, but please continue.
Well, of course, the fund of available ideas and utopian ideas isn't endless, and we drew almost directly from the Prussian experience. Prussia was a little military state up against the North Sea. They were wildly successful. About half the people who fought in the American Revolution were on both sides, were either hired Prussians, hired Saxons, or hired Hanoverians, but we called them all Prussians because that was the tail that wagged the military dog. Prussia had been the site of this is just fascinates me, and I hope your readers will be interested. Prussia was the result of the Fourth Crusade, the one that's never talked about, in which the Pope dispatched armies to Northern Europe to conquer the wild tribes up against the North Sea. So for the first 300 years of its existence, it was, in fact, a theocracy. It was a military religious state. As time passed, the religious part was pushed to the fringes and the rational military part, that the strong or superior, came to the fore. Prussia was studied by every major nation on earth, including Japan, and the societies were, to a greater or lesser extent, reconfigured to match what Prussia did. The traditional liberty in the United States was so strong that you couldn't use candid language. This had to be done by chipping away at the fringes and by generating a massive distrust for ordinary people.
Because, and they phased this in, and they all wrote best-selling books on how they were doing it, on how they hated it, on how we were scum, and then, ha-ha, we'll tell them you look at a word to learn how to read it instead of sounding it out. Ha-ha-ha, this will screw them up.
Well, Dewey really laid the law down. He said as long as people know how to read well and like reading, which is very, very natural. America loved reading. But as long as people like to read and know how to do it, they're going to have access to different points of view. So if you want to move this project ahead most efficiently, The thing to do is to remove the pleasure in reading and the ability to do it. Oddly enough, if you enjoy reading, it's basically self-teaching. It's a lot of hard work to read difficult stuff, but people who like to read eventually teach themselves.
Yeah, stay there, stay there. We're talking about these absolute enemies of freedom.
Ted Anderson, happy holidays. December 24th, 2007. Gold, 811 60-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $835.99, 412 for half, 206 per quarter. That's $835.99, 412 for half, and 206 per quarter. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Hey, Dad, we need your help finishing the Christmas tree.
Okay, boys. I've just got a few more Uncivil Liberties DVDs to ship out today.
Why do you guys make Uncivil Liberties?
You know how we like to look at those cool illustrations on Rents.com?
Yeah, David D's rocks.
I like the chips one.
Well, those aren't chocolate chips. Those are little tracking devices the government wants to put under our skin someday to track us.
You mean the government's not the good guys?
Well, they should be the good guys. They're supposed to do what we, the people, say they should do. But these days, the people are too busy watching their favorite TV shows to keep an eye on the government.
You mean like SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's right. So we made Uncivil Liberties to help remind everyone to keep an eye on what's happening, not to fall asleep.
Asleep? It's not even bedtime yet.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is SPYVILLE.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Everybody knows that the system wants to dumb us down. You know, George Carlin, some of his most famous jokes are about it. He says, hey, the rich people want you dumb. It's by design. But to actually I've probably only read 15 books by these educators, but I've read hundreds of their quotes, tracked back that it indeed was in speeches they gave or in magazines. And they just talk about us as absolute scum who need to be dumbed down. We have to be dumbed down so they can carry out eugenics against us. Dewey, all of them were eugenicists as well. The Fabian socialist Bertrand Russell pushed all this, and all these fools send me emails going, but he was a nice guy. Look, he said all this. He wrote elite publications, and he wrote public publications. Okay? You know, calling black people inferior and all the rest of it. I'm not going to go along with you because you think Dewey's a hero, Sanger's a hero, or Bertrand Russell's a hero. They're monsters. I own their books. I've read what they say. You have heard the PR the media puts out. Mr. Gatto, what is it like for you? You know, school teacher of the year, before that, a big, PR guy, ad man, so you could, you know, recognize this stuff, to learn that it was all by design, and to learn that the biggest money people openly for over 100 years have been incrementally, in phases, dumbing us down. And for the public listening, this is an open conspiracy. This is an absolute fact to dumb you down and then progressively dumb your children down, sir.
In fact, H.G. Wells, and I believe 1919, wrote a wonderful essay, wonderful in quotation marks, that exists today called The Open Conspiracy. I'm sure that you could access that.
And by the way, Mr. Gatto, here's the funny thing. I had a guest on last hour talking about the Rockefeller Foundation trying to push irradiating of everything and GMO. I have you on, Rockefeller Carnegie Foundation Education. They're masters at setting the blueprints for societies. Then they set the map makers of the mind system, and then we all conform to it. I mean, literally, it doesn't matter who I have on, congressman, it never ends. It always goes back to them. I'm sorry, go ahead. I mean, it's like they're Lex Luthor or the Legion of Doom or something.
Yeah, obviously, whoever puts together this form of social machine has to be extremely sophisticated. They have to understand how humans respond. For example, there are millions of people involved in official schooling. I have no exact count, but if more than 100 of those people are aware of what you and I are talking about, I would drop dead. The way the system's set up that employees on any level, including the high levels in the state ed departments, exist, their safety depends on not rocking the boat.
And it's all compartmentalized.
It's compartmentalized to divide and conquer. Yeah, and that principle goes back to Julius Caesar. That was taught in colleges in the 5th century.
Battle for Gaul.
How you do that? Yeah, well, sure, when I was in 7th grade, that was in 1943, we read, not parts of it, we read Julius Caesar's Gallic Wars. And when we were in 9th grade, this is a coal mining town in western Pennsylvania. The year I'm talking about now is 1944. We were offered the choice of reading it again in Latin. Some took that choice, some didn't take that choice. But that would give you some measure of how the decline has been managed.
That's a graduate level course now for a PhD.
7th grade, Alex, and I know that there are perfectly intelligent listeners who are saying, well, why should anyone bother to read an ancient an ancient essay? And the answer is simply this, not to learn about ancient Rome. It's a workbook on how you divide and conquer people you want to overwhelm. Caesar only had 10,000 troops. The Gauls were quite brave, and they had 500,000 troops. He was outnumbered 50-1, but by setting tribe against tribe.
It was the same techniques were used that had then been put into British manuals against the Native Americans here.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely identical, because some of these principles become timeless. They're passed down among groups that maintain power, that manage things.
Stay there. Quick break. Long segment coming up. I want to get into the 20th century and then the 21st, where this is going and how we turn it around. Again, ladies and gentlemen, they write hundreds of books about how they hate you, how they're going to dumb you down and take your lunch. Okay? They are your enemy. They are the New World Order.
I'm going to leave you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient, cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider, with same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra. Rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolution eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Social engineering to turn you into dumbed down, mindless fools who can't even understand basic language, basic semantic symbols. It's real simple. They had training manuals going back at least 500 years ago, translated out of Spanish and Portuguese from the different sugar cane plantations in the Caribbean, on how to dumb down the African slaves they brought in, how to keep them from learning how to read, write, how to bring the women in to the houses and train them as the supervisors of the men. Feminism, and when you actually read it, I mean, it's all cold-blooded. And the women believe they're the minders of the men, how to, I mean, literally, in some of these facilities, the black men weren't even really allowed to talk. The women would rule over them and be, you would have blacks tending blacks. This is just a more modern system of what Caesar did. He talks about leveraging one group of the Austrians as they went into Gaul, against the next group of Gauls, against the next group of Gauls, doing that systematically, all the forms of manipulation, and this is 2,060-something years old. This is the type of material. There's nothing worse for me than to know I'm telling you the truth, to know I've got their manuals, to know it's all public. But, again, maybe 5% of the country actually reads more than one book a year. It used to be half the country were avid readers or more, and everybody read newspapers or tried, 95%. They have destroyed us. And I just want you to see Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I mean, it's them openly setting up the euro, openly setting up the North American Union. They're going to totally implode the economy. They're going to take everything you've got. Open police state, open martial law, open dictatorship of this system. All candy-coated. And people need to see Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. You need to give it to everybody you know for Christmas. You don't want to wait. If you can only afford one copy, buy one copy. Make copies of the DVD on DVD burner. If you can afford it, then buy 10, 15, 20 copies. We've got them discounted at like half off when you buy them in bulk. Give it to people now. Give them Loose Change Final Cut. Infowars.com or call toll free to get the books, videos, they can answer questions, tell you about discounts, 888-253-3139. I mean, I have to keep myself every day from getting depressed or getting enraged as I read more books, more documents, more official Department of Education documents. I mean, it's just unbelievable criminals. They're just actually writing about how they've dumbed us down and how we're slaves and laughing at us that we'll never figure it out. We can. People are waking up. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. We have a deal just for the month of December. 5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. Go check that out. 5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv with thousands of pieces of media up there. An armory of Infowar. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Go to John Taylor Gatto's website. He wrote a book. You can buy a hard copy if you want, but it's up there for free to download. And go there, read it, give it to people. I know it's hard for you to read. I know TV's on and you're not trained to do it. Once you start reading, it's addictive. And then don't believe Gatto. Take a quote he's got, Google it. You'll find university official sites. You'll find the books written by these people. Don't believe that. Order the book. Physically get books where all the icons of our age are calling us slaves and scum and how they've dumbed us down and how they're going to have their way with us and how they're going to sterilize us and how they're going to... Okay? Okay? Go to his website. It's free. Over a decade of his research. Free. Go to Google Video, watch Endgame for free, but it's better to have the high-quality DVD and give it to folks. All right, I'm going to shut up. What really needs to be done is for everybody just to get really aggressive and educate everybody and go to whatistheendgame.com, whatistheendgame.com. We now have more than two-thirds of the film bibliographed with every time code, every document, everything we say in the film, all documented. Our volunteers doing that. We had to check their work. It's all accurate. We commend them. We thank them. That's there. You want it. It's two-thirds done. The rest will be done in a week or two, I'm told, whatistheendgame.com. I mean, help us spread that around. I mean, there's nothing worse than knowing they're doing this and knowing the public's now awake, we're being conned, but the public doesn't know all the specifics. Okay, I'm literally going to turn my mic off, get into the 20th century, 21st century, specifically what they've done, what the plan is, the phases. You've got the floor.
Okay, I think it'll be useful for your listeners to frame this this project, this argument that we're entering. And you're quite right. Simply by spreading this around, simply by doing that, you will grind this thing to a halt. It depends upon your cooperation to be your own jailer and
new listener, the
saboteur. And that information, oddly enough, is at least 500 years ago. In John Calvin's Institutes, he said the damned comprise 95% of the population. And there are too many of them for us to cow. What we have to do is train them to be their own jailers. Indeed, Calvin has the first clear idea of how an institutional school would work. And then there's a line all the way down through Charles Darwin. The book you want to read is not Origin of Species, but Descent of Man. And you'll see clearly that 95% of the population are biologically so degraded, there's nothing can be done for them. So that now these people who are operating this project have a moral foundation to stand on. They're only helping the progress of, nature. Anyway, what happens, and it happens in stages, and I'm going to have to leapfrog some of these stages in the short time we have together to leave behind stuff that's traceable. The great change happens in stages, but the great change that all the people listening are living through happens right after the Second World War. For the very first time, all the nations of the world that we compete with have had their industrial capacity broken. And so the wealth that flows into the United States is so intoxicating and leaks down even into the lowest levels of labor that you can seduce the population who are now running around saying, wow, we're rich or relatively rich, into accepting compulsion schooling as the key to distributing opportunity. Now, oddly enough, there's no connection between your standardized test score and your success in life. None has ever been demonstrated, although billions of dollars are spent trying to show that there's such a correlation. It's simply not true, and none of our national leaders have anything but undistinguished school careers. That includes Republicans, Democrats, and outsiders. They're for the most part, they're C students, but Al Gore, for example, flunked out of his first college, and our current vice president flunked out of college twice. George Bush, who's roundly considered what I do believe him to be is a very dull mind, actually had a better college average than the fellow he ran against, the snooty guy, Kerry from Boston. So we're talking about a fantasy that's been laid down in such a complex fashion and so deeply that it's very hard to penetrate. And now here comes the principle that I hope your readers will remember. Of all the people involved in this, almost none of them understand what they're involved in. And that's why Alex's advice to spread this around, it even works on some of the villains who don't know what they're involved in. But nevertheless, the Carnegie, the Rockefeller, the Astor, the Vanderbilt, the Harriman, the brain trust that gave us this had something more than simply a desire to be wealthy or power. They already were as wealthy as it was possible to be. Nobody has enough imagination.
They're all eugenicists to a man, and I've got to go back to something you said 5 minutes ago. I've been biting my tongue. We talked about how it was the moral base that we've got to kill, disease, dumb down 90% because they're all damned. Calvin was just saying what the British lords already believed.
Yes.
Just like Darwin was and Galton, it fits in to the attitude they already had. And then just like last year, the head of the state board was being questioned before the legislature by Representative Susanna Hupp. We have the video on Endgame. And she says, why are 2/3 plus of the foster kids on psychotropic drugs? Why are they on a bunch of drugs on average? And he said, well, because they're bad gene pool, bad genetics. You see, there's no genetic test. They're just
yeah,
waging
right,
war.
Right.
And it's literally a scientific dictatorship. Go ahead.
Well, if your listeners will understand that the real power generating this thing, it's a substitute religion. These people don't need money and they don't need status. They're following some kind of philosophical religious ideal, and that's
it's
where
the control freak religion is what I call it.
Okay, but it's where the zeal comes from. So that you're wasting your breath if you think you can sit down with a superior argument, show evidence for the rightness of your argument, and people say, "Oh, wow, yeah, we were doing it wrong." No, that won't happen. The idea is to set aside 95% of the human race and to turn them into, I'm sure you've heard this term over and over again, human resources. In what sense is a human life with a sovereign spirit a human resource?
It's zombies.
It really is. They're human resources, I presume. In any case, so what we have here are a group of passionate ideologues at the end of the 19th century, so we'll bring this right up to the present, and we have a large number of people who follow what we all understand to be human nature, that it can be seduced by greed and the promise of, more than your share. So the Rockefellers and the Carnegies have the zeal, but what do they promise the other powerful people to fall in line here? They don't talk about this as a philosophic ideal at all. They talk about efficiency. And if you look in, again, the internet's a blessing in this regard. Between 1890 and 1925, when this thing was being set up, when institutional schooling was being set up, the commonest term in business circles is scientific management. That's measured by efficiency. Well, what is efficiency? Well, if you know Frederick Taylor's time and motion studies, where somebody stands and watches you move your hand at a machine for several days, and then the orders come down, move your hand this way, turn your head this way, that's almost a parody of what scientific efficiency is.
It's and turning people into machines.
Exactly.
And, but more than that, the Rockefellers and Carnegies write in their secret eugenics, because the public view is negative and positive eugenics, killing the infirm, energizing and breeding the elites for supermen. But they actually state that's not really the plan. The plan is to dumb down the middle class and knock out competition and freeze any new renaissance from happening or new elites emerging. So it's monopoly men doing what they do, dumbing down the mass so that no one can ever rise against them.
It's lovely that you say that, because if you trace the major documents, the immortal ones that are taught in every good college in the United States, but taught as a good thing, not a bad thing, you find that the destruction of the common imagination is at the center of the thing. Yes, they could take police and an army and lock you up or deprive you of food or crack the whip. But throughout history, that has never worked for very long. And every government that's used that as their control technique has been toppled sooner or later. So what has to be done is a good deal subtler than that. You have to make people their own prisoners, and you have to remove their imagination so they can't think of anything different to do. And, oh, Alex, if I could just, well, whatever. The number of people on the highest levels of intellectual society who have said exactly what I just said are endless. You can trace them every 50 or 100 years all the way back to Plato and all the way up to the Carnegie.
And let me add a facet and a direct attack on television. And they've got thousands of studies on this, as you know, Mr. Gatta, but that's for the audience. What happens is when you watch television, you are passive, and it doesn't cause complex imaginary processes in the mind. When you listen to radio or read, right, you have to image everything you're hearing.
Right.
And so that increases cognitive ability and neuron connections, and that's why there's huge causal connections to Alzheimer's and old folks that watch a lot of television versus some composer whose brain they cut open when they die, and it's a tiny shriveled thing at 90 years old, but the person was a genius bouncing off the walls when they died. It isn't even that the brain mass starts dying at age 30. It's that you have all this extra brain mass compared to what's used, say, when you're 20, for new neuron connections to be made, for other pathways to be used, and literally television does lower brain waves after just a few minutes down to a sleep state. So it's literally a machine that dulls massively your overall psyche.
Yes, precisely. And if, again, if your readers would like to follow up on that idea that Alex just gave you, and please call me John, Alex. If you want to follow up on that, in the 1950s, a Canadian professor named Marshall McLuhan wrote extensively about this. His style is a little wacky, but his ideas are right on target.
Well, you also have the Five Arguments for Elimination of Television.
Oh, that's a brilliant book. If you want to take a minute and tell your listeners that's a brilliant book. Marie Wynn, isn't that?
Yes.
Yeah. It's Four Arguments for the Elimination.
Yeah, four. I read it like 10 years ago.
But it's a splendid book, and it's written in a conversational style. It's fully scholarly, but you know, it's not something that'll give you a headache after you
all
read
right, we're
it.
Talking to John Taylor Gatto. We got to hurry into currently what's happening in the last 5 minutes, then certainly, sir, got to have a part three. I meant to have you on 2 hours today, but I double booked, so if you'd grace us with your presence again next week or the week after that would be greatly appreciated.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Wouldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what they're after.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons, no long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
Bottom line, top scientists got together over 150 years ago. They were all the richest families in England, Europe, and Germany. And they all wrote public books and laughed that you'd never read scientific journals, even back then. And they have incrementally done exactly what they'd say they'd do. Mr. Gatto, you know more than I do even about this. I'm always amazed that you know even the next step, and I go look at it and you're accurate. Then I'm sure you learn in your writings there are a bunch of eugenicists and want to have a world government to force population reductions. I'm sure in your research you ran into that over and over again too, right?
Over and over again, because as I said when I alluded to Darwin's book, The Descent of Man, even these power-hungry men, and they're largely male, even these power-hungry men have to have some sort of a justification for what they're doing. So they tried religious justifications, and they tried philosophical justifications, they tried psychological justifications, but finally where they met bedrock they could stand on was biological inferiority. Obviously, sensible people would realize that you can't cure that. There isn't any way to cure that, and therefore you have to protect yourself, the good breeding stock, away from it. This is where the eugenicists come in. They really land in the western part of the United States. They're generated out of the eastern United States, but they land out at Stanford University just at the turn of the 20th century, and they begin teaching how to take control of evolution by controlling, as an animal or plant breeder would control, by controlling genetics. And there are quite a few books. It's simply that if you're not aware they exist, you can't do what you've been advocating.
By the way, I mean, I told you this last time you were on briefly. My dad was top of his class, and they took like the 125 smartest high school seniors. I think he was actually a junior then. And they sent him to the University of Texas, and the head of the botany department was running these months of intensive testing, and they took the top six kids, and my dad was one of them, and said, well, there's a secret world government. We're going to have to get rid of most people. You are, you know, the genetic cream, and we're going to need you to continue to go through schooling and prepare yourselves for this. And my dad's like, I'm out of here. And he never even told me that till a few months ago. The point is, this is going, and you talk about plant breeders. He was the head of UT Botany, was the head guy. He was also a German.
Well, you brought that up at the end of our time together, and that's just fine. That idea you're talking about was cooked up most succinctly and powerfully by two sociologists right at the beginning of the 20th century, and they said you're not going to be able to pull this project off unless you can drain the most obvious mental talent out of the lower orders. And you do that by paying them off.
By the way, they point blank told a junior in high school this.
Well, sure, you have to. This is, I'll just put the dog on and use the Latin term. This is the propaedeutic function, which basically means if you get a good project underway, how are you going to transmit it to the next generation unless you train people directly in what's going on? You don't have to train many, maybe one out of 1,000, but somebody has to know what's going on so that they can continue it.
Stay there, because I'm going to do 5 more minutes and George Humphrey's coming in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. visit GCNlive.com today.